I'll go back to Jonah Hull. Jonah is at that ceremony in Oslo. So, Jonah, there we have it. One individual and two organizations awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes, Berit Reiss-Andersen, the chairperson of the five-person committee appointed by the Norwegian Parliament that makes this decision, stopped speaking a short while ago after taking some questions from the media. Gathered here, as you say, one individual and two organisations named as the Nobel Peace Laureates for 2022. Mrs. Reiss-Andersen saying that in challenging times, it was felt appropriate to address the fact that we are in the midst of a war, not just a war with huge ramifications for all the people of Europe, but also with a global context in terms of nuclear threats and food shortages. She called it a bleak backdrop. Indeed, there had, of course, been suggestions ahead of this that Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, might have been in the frame, or indeed the Ukrainian people. The committee instead has gone for these three individuals that Mrs. Reiss-Andersen said were chosen, these one individual and two groups, for the work of all the men and women involved in them in three neighboring countries involved in this conflict to try and further the aims of human rights and of peace. And to perhaps quickly run through again as a reminder to our viewers who the recipients of the 2022 Peace Award, Nobel Peace Award, have been. Aleš Bialyatsky, he, a human rights campaigner in Belarus, one of the initiators of the democracy movement in that country in the mid-1980s. He founded a group called Vyasna, or Spring, in 1996. Documenting human rights abuses. He is currently in prison in Belarus. Mrs. Reiss-Andersen called on the government in Belarus to allow him to be released, to come here in December to receive his award. And as well as him, the Russian human rights organization Memorial, founded in Soviet times to document abuses of people under the communist regime. It has gone on to document abuses in Russia, modern-day Russia, through the Chechen wars, and of course, more recently, prisoners of conscience and political prisoners in jail in Russia. They've been shut down by Vladimir Putin, their activists refusing to give up. And finally, in Kiev, in Ukraine, the Center for Civil Liberties, founded in order to document war crimes and try to work with international partners to deliver accountability. The three in the citation, through their consistent efforts in favor of humanist values, anti-militarism, and the principles of law, this year's laureates have revitalized and honored Alfred Nobel's vision of peace and fraternity between nations.
Thank you so much, Jonah Hull, reporting from Oslo. Meanwhile, authorities in Ukraine are saying that at least 11 people